Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from St. George, Utah. Today I'm going to continue, actually wrap up my work with Zions Bank. They're my host out here, and they've invited me to come out and speak to some of their officers about working with small businesses. I also have spoken to hundreds of their customers about some things that I've had on my mind, like intellectual property and the way the world has changed for small business and those kinds of things. I got a couple more sessions to do today, one more breakout session, and a keynote speech at lunch. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting some more of the great folks here in Utah, small business owners in Utah. This has been a wonderful week for us, and I really appreciate it. I want to thank Zions Bank for being a great host and for bringing us out here and introducing us to this wonderful part of the United States and to some of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. And one of them is our guest right now. His name is Brent Wood. He's one of the owners of WinCore. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on Utah. I mean, we're so impressed with how gracious and how nice and friendly and happy people are in Utah.
Yes, it's a great state, a great place to live.
Have you lived here all your life so far?
Yes, I have also lived in Cleveland and Washington, D.C. and Virginia.
Right.
I was born and raised here in Utah.
Well, talk to us about your company, WinCore.
Yes, WinCore is a distribution business that is actually about 55 years old, and I acquired it in 1980. It manufactures and distributes for about 100 companies repair parts to overhaul large commercial airlines.
So, what kind of products do you distribute? What kind of aircraft products? If we were on an airplane, would we see one of your products?
It's from really head to tail, from lights on the front of the plane and windshield wipers to. Things that in the tail section, almost anywhere on the plane is a part that we distribute.
Now, let me see if I got this straight. You're a small business, and yet you're distributing parts to probably one of the largest industries in the world. That's got to be a pretty competitive industry.
It is very competitive. We sell 49 of the 50 largest airlines in the world.
Wow.
Something almost every day. And it is highly competitive.
You probably got some big business competitors, too, don't you?
Well, I do. We compete with Boeing and Airbus and all of the big boys.
And yet you not only survive, but you thrive. How are you doing that? My audience needs to know that, because one of the things, Brent, that I've been explaining to my audience is in the 21st century, small businesses can step up to the table and can compete on levels that they've never been able to compete on before. And I bet you're the poster child for that statement.
Well, one of the things that we did very early on in the 1970s is to start computerizing our business so that we could handle more and more business without having to add more and more people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in our industry right on the leading edge for all these years of computerization.
Well, and of course, as you have found, as we've come into the 21st century, it's the capability that's available to small businesses has gotten more bite-sized, more incremental, hasn't it? For even smaller businesses. I mean, if you were starting your business today, it'd be a lot easier for you to do what you're doing than probably was 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. You can buy in a PC today the power that used to fill a room. And I'm a very large advocate of automation and computerization in everything that we do. We really do strive to be paperless, and we are in many, many ways.
Right. Now, tell us about doing business with big companies. One of the things that I've been talking to my audience about now for a long time is for small businesses not to think of themselves as a vendor for their for a big company, but to integrate themselves into the operation of the big customer's business and to become more of a vendor partner. What do you think about that?
Yes, that's very important. We not only compete with the large companies, but we're also a vendor. We buy from Boeing, we compete with Boeing, and we sell parts into Boeing.
So when you see Boeing, you don't see a big hairy competitor. You see somebody that on one hand is making you be sharper and seek excellence, and on the other hand is somebody who gives you money.
Exactly right. We try and work every facet that we can, and like I say, we often supply the same company that we're competing with.
Yeah. Is that a mindset that you have to work with your employees to get into their head? Is that hard for folks sometimes?
Well, sometimes it is, but we just hire the very best people that we can, and we'll hire a lot of young people and then train them in the ways that we want them to deal with customers and vendors, et cetera. We're a customer to 100 other companies to buy and resell their product.
Brent, we're going to take a break. Give us your website, please.
It's www.wencor.com.
Check it out, folks, if for no other reason than just to see what kind of a website Brent has and to back up some of the statements that he's making. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I hate to go, folks. This is the last segment before I have to leave you, and later today I'm leaving Utah, and golly, I've got to come back here. I hope I get invited back. We've tried to be nice to these folks because I want to get invited back. This is a wonderful part of the world. Folks, if you have a chance, and this is my commercial for the Chamber of Commerce of Utah. If you have a chance to visit Utah, I hope you will. It's an absolutely incredible place. And, Brent, I know that's one of the reasons why you keep coming back, isn't it?
It is. It's a very family-friendly state as well as a business-friendly state.
I've never seen a whole state of happy people. That's the amazing thing. Brent, tell us about the different businesses that you're in. Give us a quick tour of the different companies Wencor operates.
Okay, Wencor, after we acquired it, it was a very, very small business, under 10 employees. It ended up being bankrupt. We didn't know that and had to take it through a Chapter 11 and clean it up, move it to Utah from southern Florida. As it has grown over the years, being funded principally by our friends at Zions Bank, and another company that I own called Kitco, which is in the business of selling aircraft parts to the military, we were able to grow Wencor and begin to acquire other companies. We've acquired the second largest aircraft bearing distribution company in Atlanta.
Hmm.
We've acquired a hose manufacturing company for hydraulic hoses to go on aircraft.
So you started out with a little shell of a company that was actually in more trouble than you thought when you first bought it, and
right.
You basically started out in the basement, didn't you?
Yes.
You were below water, weren't you?
It was a real challenge to turn that company around, and we bought it because of its customer base.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the owner had been embezzling from the company, and it was a real mess.
One good thing about that, there was nowhere to go but up from there, was there?
That's exactly right.
And so you've converted that. Now you've turned that into an international company. Didn't you tell me you have about 350 employees?
That's correct, in all of our companies related to aerospace.
Well, congratulations. And another thing that I wanted to point out, you're selling the equipment and the content for some of these little video players that people can rent on airplanes, aren't you?
Yes, in September we acquired a company out of Tacoma, Washington that had only 7 employees but had a fantastic product, and they were in very deep financial problems also. I get a kick out of doing turnarounds, by the way.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And it was product of the year this last year for in-flight entertainment.
Congratulations.
It's just growing. We have already tripled the sales.
Wow.
And
well, good for you. Sounds like they just had a great product. They just needed better management. Brent,
exactly.
In the minute and a half we've got left, what last thoughts would you like to leave with my audience?
Well, if you're going to be in small business, you're going to work your head off. But it is,
and maybe other parts of your body.
Right. Yeah, but the rewards are a lot of self-satisfaction. I just love growing. It helps us to provide jobs for other people, and people's where it's all about, or what it's all about.
Is that the key to your success, Brent?
Well, I think so. We used to say right in the beginning, we don't build aircraft parts, we build people. And we have a continuing education plan. It's actually required of all of our employees to learn something new every quarter of the year.
Is that right? How about that?
They can either read certain books, go to seminars, watch
and you,
videos.
And you pay for that?
We do. A lot of in-house seminars. We have one employee teach another employee. We're very big on education of our employees.
So you not only invest in your company, you invest in your people. What a great story, Brent. I'm really proud of you for that.
Well, thank you. It gives you a lot of payback to invest in your employees.
That's one of the best investments we can make, and I'm sure you tell your folks, you know, I'm putting this in your head, and you can take this with you the rest of your life wherever you go.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Brent, give us your website one more time.
www.wencor.com.
Brent, you got more things to teach us. Will you come back with us another day?
I'd love to.
We'll have you back another day. Thank you for being here, and congratulations on the great success.
Thank you.
Brent Wood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from St. George, Utah. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.